Welcome to Betting with the Bears with Matt and
Puneet.
All right.
Hey, all you cool Cubs and Berries. Welcome to episode 72 of Betting with the Bears with your hosts, Matt and Puneet. How we doing, Matty boy?
I'm good, Mr. BB. I am excited for March Madness. You know, last year it got taken away from us along with many other things, but they could not keep us down. So here we go. Looking at my max bracket score, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah, it's fun. March is honestly the most wonderful time of the year if you're into sports, if you're obviously into sports betting. It's just a bonanza of games, and it just fast and furious, and it's always so much fun because it's just mayhem. And like March Madness is honestly, like I said, one of the best times in the year. It's always so fun. There's always so much crazy stuff going on in such a short period of time. And it's, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, let's hope one of us gets a perfect bracket so then we can retire early and,
yeah,
and go live on a beach forever.
I know Warren Buffett used to have a standing $1 billion for anybody that got a perfect bracket. I wonder if that's still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not. But like, is it like
it's never
percentage chance of, yeah,
oh, it's like,
never happened.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. Except
it's like
for
0.0000001% chance. Probably even smaller than that.
All right, better chance. Both of us get married or one of us gets a perfect bracket.
Perfect bracket. That's not even close.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy. If there was if there's odds on that, like us getting perfect brackets, like plus a million odds.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Perfect bracket or like a female having any interest in either one of us.
Yeah. Looking at us on the street and not throwing up. All right. So here's a question not related to us repelling women. So favorite sports time of the year, first round at NBA playoffs. Cause then there's just like three games every single night. And it's like they actually care. First round of March Madness or NFL wildcard weekend.
Oof. I know right off the bat, I will probably put NBA on the bottom of those three. So that will be number three for me. Basketball and the NBA is my favorite sport, hands down. I find the other two much more exciting. I will probably say wildcard weekend will be number two. And then March Madness is number one, because the thing I like the most about March Madness, the first round, is that just like you said, with the NBA, yeah, there are three games going on, but there's like six games going on. And like, you know, my fondest memories of March Madness would be like in high school or middle school, where you like would walk into science class and like your teacher happens to be like a big basketball fan. And they're like, we're not really going to do anything today. I'm going to put the game on and I'm going to project it on the projector here. And we're just going to watch the games.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's best. Absolutely.
Yeah. That was so fun. Like growing up being like, wow, March, like it doesn't matter like what's going on in school, because March Madness just takes over for those two or three days of the week. And especially in the first round, like nothing's better than seeing these crazy upsets, seeing like a 12 seed beat a 5 seed almost every single year that happens, which is wild. Seeing a Cinderella team that was literally a nobody throughout the entire college basketball season. And then just in the span of 3 weeks become like a national darling. You can't compare to that.
Yeah, I mean, March Madness is the best. I love March Madness, but I'm actually going to have NFL Wildcard 3. I'm going to put the first round of the NBA playoffs at number one. I love it so much. Even though, like, sometimes the 1-8 turns into a blowout, it's just, like, watching NBA players actually care about games when the playoffs start. There's just nothing like it to me, because like just the skill level is so much higher. I do agree that like the falling in love with the Cinderella darlings in March Madness is great, but that first round of NBA playoffs, when like there's generally only one game on at a time, you're just locked into that, and like they actually try so hard.
Yeah, and so I guess the reason why I put NBA at three is because both March Madness and NFL have the any given Sunday kind of storyline to it. Too. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so, you know, the David versus Goliath is much more prevalent, or the David beating Goliath is much more prevalent in March Madness and in NFL than it is in NBA, because obviously they have seven games, and more often than not, the better team wins.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, something about when the NBA playoffs start, it's just like a switch is flipped with all the playoff teams. It's just like, oh, like this is way different.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool. But yeah, you mentioned how like the 12-5 seed is the most common upset. I was listening, I forget which podcast, but I was listening to one where they asked why that was the case. And apparently that's the case because like the 5 seed is almost always like a team from the Power 5 conference that's like didn't really have that good of a year. That's like kind of disappointing. Whereas the 12 seed is like the small mid-major that won their conference. That's like actually a really good team. So on paper, it's like, you know, Ohio and Virginia, I mean, that's a 13 and a 4 where you think we're like, mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's like such a mismatch, but like UVA didn't really have a good team this year. And Ohio was like incredible for their mid-major. So that's why you see like the 4-13, the 5-12, why you see those upsets so often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it makes sense. I mean, I love seeing, like you said, those smaller schools, the smaller powerhouse schools that they don't necessarily get as much love because you look at their schedule throughout the year and you're like, oh, you know, they played a bunch of other cupcake schools. So you can't really compare them against the big dogs of Power Five. But then that's when they start to show up is in the tournament. And again, it all comes down to one game, one play. And I feel like these mid-major schools or these lesser known schools, they just go absolutely bonkers when they get into the NCAA tournament. Like those guys, they know that they're probably not going to be playing in the NBA. You know, very few of those smaller school guys, except, you know, like a Ja Morant or like a CJ McCollum, those guys coming from small schools and playing so well in the NBA, that's so rare to see. So most of them know that this is their time to shine in that scene. So it's cool. Yeah. But it's fun to see, but yeah, we can hop into a few games here and go over what we're thinking.
That's true. And just the last point to your point about like how excited these teams get. And when you think about it, I mean, everybody remembers Florida Gulf Coast going to the Sweet 16, and that happened ten years ago. But yeah. Like, you know, if a 6 seed USC wins 2 games and goes to Sweet 16, nobody cares.
Exactly.
But you know,
us being Florida both Gulf Coast from the,
and everyone loses their mind.
Yeah. And like, you know, on top of that too, I mean, being from the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, you and I both,
yeah,
I'm George sure you Mason. Remember Mason going to the Final Four. Yeah, exactly. You knew exactly what I was talking about. Yep. What was that? Was like almost what, like 15, 20 years ago, yeah, almost? I can't remember.
That was 2004.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just it's insane to think that that's still something that's thought about so often.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's what's incredible about March Madness. You never forget that. Or like the VCU, Loyola Chicago, right. All that stuff. To get into what we're going to do today, so we're going to go through our brackets game by game up until the Sweet 16. So we're going to go through the first 2 rounds, and then next week, probably the same day, Wednesday night of next week, we'll do the same thing with the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Does that sound good to you? Yeah. So what we tell you today is going to be perfect. So
yes.
We'll see you next week when we're at 100%.
Yes. And then at the end of this, we will give our Final Four and championship predictions as well. So we do have that on record, but we'll go game by game for the first 2 rounds.
I like it. I mean, we're probably not going to talk much about like the number one seeds because, well, yeah, let's just jump in. Number one seeds. Do you have any of them losing?
So let's just start at the West and just go down game by game up until West and then East and Midwest, then South. How's that sound?
That works.
Okay, so first game, Gonzaga, next. Next game, Missouri, Oklahoma. I don't know. I'm not a big Oklahoma guy. I just saw that one of their better players is COVID and is out for at least this week. So I went with Missouri there. But to be honest, I don't have a ton of analysis about this matchup.
Yeah, neither do I. They both play pretty similar. They're both decent against, I guess, the top 25 teams that they have played. I have Missouri as well. Missouri is 4-2 against top 25 teams. Oklahoma is 5-7. So although Oklahoma's played more, they have lost more times to top 25 teams. Both pretty average. That's why it's the 8-9 seed. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I really think that Missouri should win. So I'm going to go with Missouri as well.
Yeah, I know that both of them have big wins. I think Missouri beat Illinois at the beginning of the year, if I remember correctly, in the SEC Big Ten Challenge. And Oklahoma beat Texas back when Texas was like ranked in the top 5. So no, they both do have big wins, but obviously being the 8-9 seed, they kind of didn't have a great year. But yeah, that's all we need to say about. So we both have Gonzaga, Missouri moving on.
Correct.
So next game, this is where it gets interesting, a 5-12 matchup. Creighton versus UC Santa Barbara. What do you got?
Yes. So I wanted to take UC Santa Barbara because, again, we were just talking about the 12 versus 5. I think that Creighton should win this game. Creighton was so good in the Big East this year. Them losing to Georgetown and getting blown out by Georgetown.
Yeah, they got absolutely rocked.
Was such a weird – I was not expecting that one bit. I mean, Georgetown has been playing very well, and we'll get to them in a little bit here. But it just – it seemed very uncharacteristic of Creighton to lose the way they did and to get blown out like that. I honestly thought they were going to win pretty easily, so that was shocking. But I really think that they kind of needed that. And, you know, it was like a punch in the mouth and being like, okay, we need to wake up. And I think they'll come out pretty hot. UC Santa Barbara is a good team, but I don't think they're going to end up playing as well as people may think.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. I think Creighton's going to lose. They're like UC Santa Barbara is good. You say like that was uncharacteristic of them losing to Georgetown, which is true. That was uncharacteristic, but they are like facing, I don't know if you heard about the scandal with their head coach, who like, he got suspended. He said a really awful comment in the in one of his, I think it was a post game interview.
Like Myers Leonard bad?
Kind of. It was in a huddle. He basically like said plantations in regards to his players. Which,
holy shit.
Yeah, which is really bad. Obviously, we don't condone that. It's terrible. I'm surprised he didn't get fired. So they're in like a huge controversy. All his players hate him. So I think Creighton's going to lose.
Wow, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, so for those of you listening that didn't know that, I'm not going to speak anymore to it because I don't like giving that stuff any more publicity or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it right. Wow.
But yeah, it's pretty bad. Well, he said it in like a huddle. And I guess it leaked because one of his players leaked it and they were like, yeah, we didn't like that.
Our coach is a douche. Yeah.
Yeah, our coach is a dickhead. Like I said, I'm surprised they brought him back. But
wow.
They're going to lose. So Creighton's going to lose.
Yikes. Okay. Well, can't blame you.
Yeah. Next game, UVA, Ohio, 13-4, another upset city. I think UVA is going to lose. I know I kind of referenced that at the beginning. So that I have both the 12 and the 13 seed winning in the West.
Ohio's a good team. I mean, they definitely have played well this year. They played Illinois earlier this year and only lost by two. That was a very, very good game played by them. And they score a lot. They average 81 points a game. And I obviously, you know, UVA is known as like the stout defense, blah, 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 but they're nothing like they have been in years past. And it's evidenced as them being a number four seed. Usually when UVA is coming in and playing the defense that we're accustomed to seeing them playing, they're one or two seed. Them being a four seed kind of shows that they're not as good as years prior. And there is some holes in, especially their defense.
Yep.
That being said, I still have UVA winning.
Really?
Ugh. I do. Yeah.
Grow a spine, my man.
I know. I talked to myself. I basically talked as if I was picking Ohio, but
yeah, I really thought you
I'm
were
still gonna. Yeah. I'm still going to go to UVA. They have, like I said, they have not played well this year. There's definitely something wrong with them. They're also
on COVID pause. They missed the ACC tournament because of COVID.
Right. So, yeah. So, how does that work? If they can't get their, like, players healthy by what day?
It's the next. So, they basically have, like, the next four. So, if UVA is unable to play because of COVID, then Louisville, I believe, is the next team up. They would take their spot.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, that's how that works. So, basically, if – but then it's, like, it's different. So, if a mid-major like Ohio who won their conference, if they drop out because of COVID, then basically what happens is the team that was second in the conference. Takes their spot. Yeah.
So then just to clarify for the listeners. So say UVA makes it to the Sweet 16 and then gets a COVID outbreak. What happens then? They forfeit the game.
So then they forfeit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They wouldn't just like have someone come in the Sweet 16. Yeah.
That would be nice. Louisville would be hoping that
UVA gets to the Final Four and then gets COVID.
Imagine if it happens. Yeah, I was going to say, imagine if it happens in the finals. They're just like, all right, Louisville's in the finals against Gonzaga.
Yeah, well, no, like, say if it did happen in the final, then, like, what would they put the other team that lost in the Final Four in the championship game?
That's a good question.
Because they're not going to cancel the championship game. There's no way.
Yeah, that I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what's going to happen.
Or, I mean,
there. They'll
probably, like, put teams who are in the Final Four in just, like, absolute bubble lockdown. Like, you cannot leave, like, the confines of, like, this one floor of your hotel ever.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. It's going to be something ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so – next game, USC versus Wichita State/Drake. Obviously, that the planned game hasn't happened yet, but I have USC moving on regardless.
So I think Drake's going to win. I think Drake's going to beat Wichita State, and I think Drake will also beat USC.
Yeah, I know Drake had like that crazy start to the year where
they did.
They covered what, like 15 straight games?
Yeah, and they were undefeated. Would they go 20-0 or something to start?
Yeah, they eventually – I don't remember if they – did they? I don't know if they lost.
I think they did. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, but either way, I do think they're going to be Wichita State. That game, I might throw some lettuce on that. They're only -2. And Wichita State also, like, they fired their coach beginning of the year because of a similar controversy to the Creighton one. So they're, like, still good because they're, like, you know, they kind of have the program, but without their head coach, they're not quite as good as they were. So I think Drake's going to win that as well.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the next game, Kansas versus Eastern Washington. Another upset here. I have Eastern Washington winning.
Oh, baby, you are upset city this region.
Yeah, this region I am. But it's same thing. Kansas was on COVID pause. They haven't practiced in over a week. I think like Eastern Washington, like, is like a good team. They won their conference. They're going to come out and just guns blazing, and Kansas is going to have not even practiced for, I don't know how, like, an entire week before this game starts. So give me the team that's fired up. And Kansas, they started off the year good. They had a rough patch where they got absolutely, like, just, I think they lost like 3 or 4 straight at one point. And they kind of ended the year hot before COVID pause. But I just, that COVID thing, that scares me. And there's always going to be some of these crazy upsets. Granted, I have a lot in this specific bracket, but yeah. Give me them.
Makes sense. I will say, though, that Kansas, they've played very well on defense this year. They're one of the nation's most efficient defenses. And despite not being able to practice, one thing that they can come out and do is be gritty on defense, regardless of practice or not. And I think that'll come into play in this game against Eastern Washington. So I'm gonna take Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, they have the talent advantage, so I don't blame you. All right, next game, Oregon VCU. I got Oregon in this one. I really like Oregon. VCU hasn't really been able to keep the magic after Shaka Smart left, so I'll take Oregon.
Yeah, it sucks to see, as a Virginia native, seeing Shaka leave VCU and place be so good out in Texas, but VCU kind of fumbled since then. Yeah, like you said, they definitely have not had the magic since Shaka left. But I will say I do like them generally as a team. Again, I'm going to go with VCU here. I do think that they'll win. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, they have pretty good players. I mean, they do rely on kind of younger players, but I do think that they should squeak this one out against Oregon.
Yeah. It's 10-7. So I that's not crazy. Next game to Iowa is going to be Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Luka.
Yeah. Luka Doncic. The only thing I want to say about this region, I guess is what they're called. If you look at the 2, 3, and 4 seeds, Gonzaga's played them all this year and spanked all three of them, just absolutely crushed Iowa, Kansas, and UVA, which makes it like, there's no way that the NCAA didn't do that on purpose, right? There's no way that was random.
Yeah, it couldn't have been. I mean, I don't know why. It kind of sucks because we're going to see a repeat if whoever they play.
Gonzaga's
going to
smack all of them.
Exactly. So it's kind of weird that they did that, because March Madness is kind of meant to be like you're playing random teams and like you never know what's going to happen. So it sucks that we're just going to get a repeat of Gonzaga just slaughtering those three teams. Two of the three teams they'll end up slaughtering, most likely.
Gonzaga's going to slaughter anybody they would have come in their way.
Yeah. 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 I agree.
They're different. Anyway, right. Sorry. We'll finish up this region. Gonzaga I have them beating Missouri. Gonzaga is just a total machine.
Yep. I have them beating Oklahoma. So moving on.
Well, wait, you have Oklahoma winning? I thought you had Missouri.
Oh, did I? Yeah, I meant Missouri. I don't know why I said Oklahoma.
Okay. Okay.
I'm literally staring at Missouri and I said Oklahoma.
It's all good. I do that all the time. So the next round, this is where we have the total opposite. I have Ohio beating UC Santa Barbara.
Okay. I have UVA beating Creighton.
Okay. So UVA in the Sweet 16 against Gonzaga. There's blowout number one.
Yep, exactly.
So I think we also have opposite in this one. I have USC over Eastern Washington. I believe you have Drake versus Kansas.
Yeah, so I have Kansas moving on in that one.
Okay, so chalk for you so far.
Yep.
And then I have Oregon and Iowa, and I have Iowa moving on.
Yep, me too.
Okay, so you have...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, all chalk in that one. That's probably my craziest. Yeah. That's probably my craziest one.
Yeah, that's your mayhem, yeah.
Yeah. Funny how that works. Okay, so the next region we'll do is East, where Michigan is the 1 seed and Bama is the 2 seed.
Cool. So first game, Michigan will win. Next.
Yeah, I will say I'm not a huge fan of Michigan. I mean, obviously they're not going to lose in the first round, but they did lose one of their best players, and they kind of ended the year on a cold streak. So just point that out there as kind of a note to begin the region. But, yeah, I have Michigan winning, obviously. Next game. Who do you have? LSU, the Bonnies.
St. Bonaventure for me.
I really, really struggled with this one because I like both of these teams. I think LSU is like so much fun because they just only play offense and they don't play defense. And they kind of ended the year hot. They, they really took it to Alabama in the SEC mm-hmm. final and almost won. I think they have the potential to be really good. I also really like the Bonnies, but I went with LSU. But I really, really struggled with that one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, obviously, that 8 versus 9, you're going to expect a very tough one anyways.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So, yeah, supposed to be close. But so, yeah, I have Michigan LSU in the next round. Next game, Colorado-Georgetown. So, like you said, Georgetown was caught a heater at the end of the year, won the Big East. Colorado's kind of beat all the best teams and lost to all the worst teams. So, they have a really very high variance. So, what do you have here?
I like Georgetown a lot. Patrick Ewing, my man, I love to see it, but I think that their magic's going to run out now. They won the Big East. Good for them. Congrats. But, I'm going Colorado.
The same thing. I really just, Georgetown was so bad prior to the Big East. I just think they're going to continue to stay bad. They had a good run. They beat a Creighton team that was like, you know, obviously in the midst of a scandal, and they went on to win the Big East, but I'm with you. I got a Colorado moving on.
Yeah.
So Florida State, UNC Greensboro, another mid-major that has made some noise in March Madness before, but I think Florida State's too good.
Yeah, I agree. State moving on. I do too. I really like Florida State.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to surprise some people and they're going to move pretty deep into March Madness this year.
I sneak preview. I agree with you.
Awesome. I like it.
So next game, BYU, and then the winner of Michigan State, UCLA. And I have Michigan State winning that.
All right. Sparty. Yeah. You know, you can never go against Izzo. So yeah, I mean, that pick. But
it's March.
Exactly. But I like the Virgins. I'm going to take BYU to win there.
Who do you have between Michigan State and UCLA though?
I do think Sparty will win that game.
Okay. And then lose to the Virgins.
Right.
Got it. Okay. So I have Michigan State winning both. So with beating UCLA and beating the Virgins. I mean, Michigan State was hot when they ended the year. They beat like, I forget who they beat, but they like had like 4 straight wins against ranked opponents to end the season. And then they lost, I forget who they lost to in the Big Ten tournament, but the end of the year hot. So I think they're going to continue that, and they're going to beat UCLA. And then they're also going to beat, BYU. Yeah. Wow. I just totally blanked.
The Virgins. Come on.
Yeah. But I know I looked up their schedule. So they beat the end of the year. They beat Indiana, which, okay, not that great. Then they beat Illinois, who is obviously an incredible team. Then they beat Ohio State, who's ranked number 7. And then they beat – this was a little bit later. They beat Michigan, who's ranked number 4. So that's 3 top 5 wins at the time to end the year. And then in between then, they beat Indiana again. They lost to Maryland. And then they did lose to Michigan and then beat them in the second round. But just showing that, you know, when it comes to March, trust in Izzo.
Yeah, it's hard to go against them, but you can also say that about like Coach K. You could say that about Calipari, and both of them, they're not
Coach
even.
Coach K, Calipari, overrated. Calipari's won one national championship since he's been in Kentucky. Coach K,
yeah, I know,
has won one national championship since 2010.
Yeah, I know. But just, you know, when you say, all right, lean on the head coach, those are the two of the guys that people tend to say, all right, they're one and two in terms of I'm going to lean on this coach and ride him in the tourney. So,
yeah, Michigan State is just like, I feel like the difference is Michigan State doesn't have quite the talent, and then they make these runs in March Madness where Duke and Kentucky just like always have the best talent and disappoint March Madness. But anyways, next game, Texas versus Abel Christian. I forget what that stands for. Abilene, I believe.
No, I believe.
I believe Abilene. I think I really wanted to take the Christians, but I went with Texas. I couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, I went Texas as well.
Yeah,
Shaka.
I'm not a big Texas guy. He's like, how long has he been in Texas? He hasn't done jack.
Yeah, I know. I think the last 2 years is when he's been relevant. Prior to that, it's been just rebuilding the shitty program that they were. Yeah.
Yeah, and Texas started the year really hot and then kind of faltered at the end. So I'm not a big – I don't think that Texas is that great, but either way, I think they're going to beat I think they're going to beat the Christians. Next game, UConn, Maryland. I like UConn here. They have, like, the perfect Kemba candidate in a well, I totally forgot the dude's name.
James Bonight or whatever?
Yeah, Booknight.
Whatever, however you pronounce it.
Yeah, James Booknight. He's their best player. He's amazing. He, like, could do what Kemba or Shabazz Napier did. Of course, how good he is, I just totally forgot his name. But, yeah, James Booknight. So, I have them beating Maryland. And I could see them making a little run here. But the next round, sneak preview against Alabama is going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean – you know, March is when some of these players make the name for themselves. So it would be interesting to see if you're putting him some pretty high pedigree there with past UConn greats and making huge tourney runs. But I think Maryland's going to win. Go Terps. So
go Terps.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, UConn.
Yeah. You know, March is all about good guard play. And that's the teams that make runs have guards that, just it's not quite like the NBA where you need to have
that's true
big men to play defense. It's all about, or I guess big men, NBA is more forwards, whereas NBA is, or NCAA is guards. But either way, next game, Alabama versus Iona. I really wanted to pick Iona because of the Rich Pitino factor, but I really think Bama is incredible. They have like
one dude, he's a cock.
Yeah, I mean he's a piece of shit, but just that he's back in coaching.
I guess whatever, screw him, they're gonna get wiped.
I wanted to pick Iona. But yeah, Bama's like top 10 in both offense and defense, I think, or top 20. Yeah. I think Bama's.
They're really freaking good, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to win.
Although they're really shit against the top 25. They're 1-3 this year.
Oh, that's the – I think the one win was against Arkansas.
Yeah, they won. They split against Arkansas.
Yeah, because I think Arkansas beat every team they lost to. They're one of the only teams that have done that.
Yeah, but then they lost to Missouri. They lost to Oklahoma. So, and they lost to Clemson. So
is this Bama?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They have some not great wins, but I think Bama's good this year. Or sorry, not great losses.
Right. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Next. So going back to the top, Michigan, LSU, I have LSU upsetting Michigan.
Oh, all right. I have St. Bonaventure, but I have Michigan moving forward.
You have Michigan beating the Bonnies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably going to regret that, but I don't know. Michigan had a really good year, but they kind of faltered at the end. And then they also lost one of their best players. They still have the center who's incredible. Hunter Dickinson, I think is his name. He's really good, but I want to do some sort of spicy pick and I want to keep going chalk. So I had LSU winning.
I like it.
And then next round, I think we both have Florida State, Colorado. I have Florida State winning.
I have Florida State winning as well.
Okay. So LSU, Florida State in the next round for me, Michigan, Florida State for you. Mm-hmm. So next game I have Michigan State against Texas, and I have Michigan State moving on. I'm not a Texas guy. I really don't think, I don't know. Shaka has been there for so long. I'm just not a Texas Shaka smart guy. So
Yeah, I have the Virgins. I have BYU beating Texas as well. So both of us, we're both not big on Texas and Shaka this year.
Yeah, I will say if I think the BYU, like if I had BYU winning, I would also have them beating Texas. I think whoever Texas plays, they're going to lose.
In the second round, yeah.
Unless I'd be shocked if it's UCLA. If it's UCLA, then maybe that'll be different, which I don't think I really don't think it's going to be UCLA. But yeah, I think no matter who Texas plays in that second round, they're going to lose of two of the three possible opponents.
Yeah, we'll see that. I
could even see
them something about Texas.
Abel Christian.
Yeah, that's you. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that one so much, but yeah, I don't know. Something about Texas just does not make me confident.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, that the Abel Christian over Texas is a little spicy, but I'm with you. So next one, UConn, Alabama. I have Alabama. And I guess you have.
Yeah. Alabama. Yeah, I have Bama, Maryland, but I'm going Bama there.
Okay. So the Sweet 16 there, we have this. Let's see. I have LSU, Florida, Michigan State, Bama. You have Michigan, Florida State, BYU, Bama.
Correct.
Okay, cool. So now we'll go to the Midwest, where Illinois is the one seed. And just looking at this region, I feel like this is my favorite bracket as far as the teams I like in it.
There's going to be mayhem in this bracket.
Yeah, like Illinois, I think Illinois and Baylor are the only teams that have a chance to beat Gonzaga. I think Illinois is really good. Just going down the list, I love both Loyola Chicago and Georgia Tech. I wish they didn't have to play in the second round.
Right.
In the Tennessee, first round. Yeah. The first round. Tennessee, like similar to Texas, I feel like started off the year and had to put together some good wins and then kind of faltered. And Oregon State just won the Pac-12. Oklahoma State has the best player in the country in Cade Cunningham. Yep.
And that's going to bode very well for them in the tournament.
Yeah. I mean, Liberty's good. Liberty, I saw some stat. They have like one of the most efficient offenses in the country. And that always,
oh really?
Yeah, that always leads to mayhem in the tourney. San Diego State, I like Cuse, whatever. I don't care about Cuse. Boeheim's a dickhead. and then Houston as a two seed, I'm actually not a huge fan of either. But just overall, the Midwest is like my favorite bracket. Just looking at the teams, I wish they weren't all in the same one or favorite region, I should say.
Yeah.
Anyways,
this is yeah. I will say that this is probably my these next two brackets are pretty crazy for me. So we'll see what happens. These next two regions, rather. Yeah.
Okay. I like it. So Illinois, we have moving on, obviously. Yep. Next one, I have Loyola Chicago beating Georgia Tech.
I do as well.
Next one, I have Tennessee over Oregon State.
I got Oregon State winning.
Okay. Yeah.
There's my 12-5.
Yeah. I struggled. I thought about taking Oregon State, but I just think that they like caught a heater in the kind of like Georgetown, bad team that caught a heater in the conference tournament that isn't going to carry on. But I'm not a big Tennessee guy either. So I would not be surprised if Oregon State won.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I'm just going to put like $5 on all the 12 and 13 seeds. And all they need to do is like of those eight have like what, like three win and I'm going to profit.
Yeah, probably.
Because the odds are going to be so high.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Cause like I said, we talked about that. Normally those two, there are quite a few upsets that are coming from those matchups. Yeah. So.
Those are the juicy ones. So I might honestly do that. Next round, Oklahoma State versus Liberty. So I know you said Cade Cunningham's going to bode well for them. I really, really do like him, but I have Liberty winning.
Wow. I like it. I'm going Oklahoma State. I'm high on them. Watching them play, watching Cade Cunningham play. He's on another level. In the Big 12 too, it was a gauntlet of a schedule and they came out swinging hard. So I think that has them battle tested and battle ready. So I really like them. I guess spoiler, I have them going pretty deep in my book.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I could see myself looking like an idiot in Oklahoma State going to the Final Four. I could 100. I mean, when you have the best player in the country, you can beat anybody in the country. I don't know. I just, Liberty has one of the most, like I said, one of the most efficient offenses in the country. I think they're going to make some noise. Talk about Virgins. That's a hell of a school. anyways, next round, San Diego State and Syracuse. Who you got?
I got Cuse.
I got San Diego State. Fuck Jim Boeheim. He's an asshole. I'm gonna go with San Diego State there. San Diego State's good. I mean, they've like always been good.
They are good. I like them. I don't know. Cuse just is one of those teams that is so hot and cold, but when they're hot, they are freaking scary.
Yeah, so, that 2-3 zone. If like the ACC teams see it every year, so it doesn't mean anything to them. But like a team like San Diego State, who never sees a 2-3 zone, especially for a college team that's not going to be, they can't shoot like NBA players can. I could see that befuddling some opponents.
Yeah, and Boeheim's son Buddy, he's a pretty good shooter from 3-point clip. So
yeah, Buddy Boeheim. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, Buddy the Elf Boeheim.
All right. Next one, West Virginia versus what do we want? Morehead State.
Morehead. Oh yeah.
I got West Virginia.
Yeah, me too. You can only have so much Morehead, so.
Yeah, eventually you can't get it up anymore.
Yeah.
West Virginia's good. They're the only team that lost by single digits to Gonzaga this whole year.
Which is so nuts to think. Like, yeah, because Gonzaga would just wipe the floor with people and they're West Virginia.
A tough schedule to begin the year. They like beat a ton of ranked opponents, and West Virginia was the only one that gave them a scare.
Yeah. I like West Virginia.
Yeah, me too. And I like Huggins.
Yeah. He's a good stand up guy. Crazy guy, but
yeah, he's wild.
I like it.
Me too. So next round, Clemson, Rutgers. I have Rutgers moving on.
Me too.
I don't like Clemson. They like started off the year really well, and then they hit a COVID pause, and they just been like, they never got it together after that. That just like totally boned them. So I'll take Rutgers.
Yeah, I like Rutgers. Let's move on. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So then Houston. I will say if there's one 2-seed that's going to lose, I think it could be Houston. I'm not a big Houston guy, but I'm not predicting that. I have them winning.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So next. All right. So Illinois and Loyola Chicago. I have Illinois winning.
Me too.
Yep. Tennessee at Liberty. I have Liberty moving on.
All right. So I have Oregon State and Oklahoma State, and I got Oklahoma State going forward.
Okay. Yep. I can see that. If I had Oklahoma State beating Liberty, I would have them beating Tennessee as well.
Yeah.
Next one, San Diego State, West Virginia. I'll take West Virginia there.
I have Syracuse and West Virginia, and I'm taking Cuse again.
Oh, wow. So you're riding Boeheim.
I am the 11 seed going to the Sweet 16. I told you these next two regions are kind of wonky for me. So, you know, there's got to be some madness.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I have madness sprinkled in a little bit. I think the most chalk one I have is probably the next region, not this one, but we'll get there.
Okay. Yeah.
And I have Houston beating Rutgers.
Yeah, I do too.
So I guess this one I have the 1 seed, and then I have Illinois, Liberty, West Virginia, and Houston, and you have Illinois,
OK State, Syracuse, and Houston.
Okay, so we got 2 of the 4 in agreement. Cool. So all right, next round. This one, see, that's funny. You said that you have the most, like you have these next two are pretty crazy. For me, I think the South has the best chance of going chalk.
Yeah,
as far as Sweet 16 goes.
Yeah, I can see it. You know, as I'm looking at it, yeah, I kind of only picked one. I think I'm just on one really low-seeded team, so we'll get to them. But I think that's – otherwise, yeah, for the most part, it seems pretty chalk.
Yeah. All right, so first round, Baylor's going to win.
Yep.
And I have UNC beating Wisconsin.
Me too. Go Heels.
Ooh. All right, let's go. 12-5 matchup. Give me the 12 seed. I think Villanova's going to lose.
I like that. I really went back and forth with this, but at the end, I couldn't go against Villanova. So yeah, I'm picking Villanova.
I'm with that. I just Villanova, like their
it
best
was tough.
Got Connor Gillespie got hurt. Villanova also had a really lengthy COVID pause and just like never seemed to be able to consistently play. And Winthrop's one of those teams that's made noise in March before, so that's why I took Winthrop.
Yeah, I mean it makes sense. The Villanova lost both games since losing Gillespie, which obviously is huge.
Yeah.
Senior leader, senior captain. So
yeah,
it's going to be tough. And Winthrop 23-1, and they're for real. This one was really hard for me. I really wanted to pick Winthrop, but I just couldn't.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I understand. That was me in this next round. I really wanted to take North Texas over Purdue, but I couldn't do it. I took Purdue.
Yeah, I did as well.
Next round, Texas Tech, Utah State. What do you got?
I took Utah State there.
Okay, I really like Texas Tech. I think they have a really, really good head coach. I really like Chris Beard. And Matt McClung, he can make some noise. Give me a white chocolate. I like Matt McClung. So I have Texas Tech winning.
Gets crazy. So he was at Georgetown last year.
And then he transferred.
And then did you also know that he is the nephew of the rapper Riff Raff?
Yes, I did.
How great is that?
And he just – this guy – and he just yams.
Yeah, dude. He is a human highlight reel.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
He's shown up in some big ways this year. I loved seeing him play. He's so fun to watch. But yeah, I don't know. I feel upset brewing here for whatever reason.
Yeah, he had a game winner against someone, against Texas. That's right. He had a game winner against Texas.
Yeah,
he's good. And he's got some swag. So I like Texas Tech. But next round, Arkansas and Colgate. I really like Arkansas. I really like their head coach, the Gus Bus. So I took Arkansas.
I got Colgate, one of the best offenses in the country, if not the best offense in the country. Give me Colgate, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Colgate, I could see it. I wish they weren't playing Arkansas. I wish they like their
three. I know.
I wish their three matchup was against like Texas or something, because I'd have them beating that. But I really like Arkansas.
Yeah, I do. Arkansas is good. But yeah, like I said, that offense, that also take the game over, because those two teams just run at an incredible pace.
Yeah.
And that game over, I think it was like 160 or something, but yeah, I think
161.
Yeah, it's wild how high
I think
that
it's
is,
the highest.
It has to be, because those two teams have, I think, like top five pace in the country.
Yeah, and looking at DraftKings, it's the highest so far. It's the highest able to be bet on DraftKings.
I think I'm still going to take the over, to be honest.
Yeah, only losers either don't bet it or take the over. Only losers bet unders.
Exactly.
Next, Florida, Virginia Tech. I mean, who cares? These are two teams that, like, I love the games. This is kind of similar to the UNC Wisconsin, like two big time names that had bad seasons that are like matched up and like, you know, the bad seeds, just like whatever. We'll just
it's just like the whatever. Yeah.
No one cares.
Right.
So I have Florida winning in it just the biggest who cares game of the first round.
Yeah. Virginia Tech for me. Again, don't really care though.
Yeah. So Baylor, UNC. I love my heels, but I went Baylor.
Oh, did you miss Ohio State, Oral Roberts?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, it's
Ohio State. Yeah, my bad. Ohio State.
Yeah, I wish that UNC played well. They suck this year comparatively to how they have been.
At least they're in last year. We'll take that. Last year was so bad.
Oh, I know. It's tough. But, yeah, I mean, Baylor's going to win this game too.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say about Baylor is they have two long COVID pauses this year. The first one, they came back and they were just the same machine. They were fine. The second one, they're a little bit not as good as before. So something to monitor, but UNC, like you said, they stink. They're not going to beat Baylor, but I will say I could see Baylor maybe struggling and, you know, not looking the same as they have, but either way, they're going to beat UNC.
Yeah, agree.
And I have Winthrop over Purdue. So there's my another 12 upset.
All right.
I don't know. I could see Purdue beating Baylor, and I could also see them losing to Winthrop. So I took losing to Winthrop.
Yeah. I mean, I have Purdue beating Villanova, because I have Villanova. I squeaked Villanova in there again, but
yeah,
that was so hard, and I'm still going back and forth on it. But yeah, Purdue for now.
Yeah. I think if Villanova does end up beating Winthrop, then I think Purdue wins that matchup.
Yeah.
So next one for me is Texas Tech and Arkansas. And I would have had Texas Tech going far, but I really like Arkansas. So I'm taking Arkansas there. But I know you have the opposite. You have Utah State and Colgate.
Yeah, and I have Colgate. Yeah, I'm just in love with this team. So I think they're going to make it to the Sweet 16.
Riding that offense.
Let's do it.
All right, so last one before we give our official predictions for Final Four and stuff. I have Ohio State beating Florida. I really like Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, they look really freaking good. I could see them kind of making a pretty big run here. So, yeah, let's – I mean, I'm in agreement there. Obviously, that doesn't matter who they play, Florida or Virginia Tech. They should win that game.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Cool. All right. So that's the last of our game predictions. Now I'm just going to do Final Four and National Champion. So you go first. Who's your Final Four?
All right. So my Final Four is Gonzaga, who is the only one seed. Then I have Ohio State, Houston, and Florida State.
Okay. So I agree with you on two of those. Or no, three of those. I have Gonzaga.
Oh, wow.
I have Gonzaga. I have Ohio State. And I have Florida State, but I have Illinois.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Houston. Houston, I don't know. I'm not a big Houston guy. But I mean, it's never chalky. So that's why I originally had Baylor over Ohio State in the Final Four, but then I looked at it and I was like, no, I can't have 3-1 seeds. That's just too chalky.
Yeah. I did too. I had Baylor winning initially and I actually changed it as well.
Yeah. That's funny. So national championship, I have Gonzaga versus Baylor. Who do you have?
I have Gonzaga versus Ohio State.
Sorry, I meant Gonzaga versus Illinois. I just said I had Baylor losing. I have Gonzaga versus Illinois.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. But yeah.
So you have Gonzaga and Ohio State?
Correct.
Okay. And yeah, I'm basic, but I have Gonzaga winning, beating Illinois. They're so, so, so good.
I know. I can't remember how long it's been now since the team has gone undefeated through the tournament and won the national championship. So I do think Gonzaga will be able to do it this year. Like you said, they're just light years ahead of everybody else. Yeah. It's not even a close comparison. They're so freaking good.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, they average 92 points a game. They get their opponent's point per game is 70 points. So it's plus 22 point differential.
That's
insane. And it's, yeah, I mean, there's nothing else you can say about this team. They don't lose. They can't lose. They were down to BYU in the WAC championship game.
That's whack.
By 12 points at halftime, and they ended up winning by 8 or something.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. And like I said, they if you look at the beginning of the year before they started playing conference games, they played legitimately good teams. Kansas, Iowa, UVA.
They beat the socks off of UVA. Yeah.
All right. So this is who they played. Kansas, their first game. Second game, Auburn, who people thought was really good to begin the year. Then they played West Virginia, who that was the only game that they was actually close. They won by 5. Then they beat the absolute tar off of Iowa. And like you said, they beat the absolute tar off of UVA. And then after that, the only two good teams they played was BYU, who they just absolutely spanked. I mean, San Diego State, St. Mary's is fine, but yeah. And like you said, they're down at halftime and they ended up beating BYU by 10. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
They're just built different. And I feel like Jalen Suggs, if he just was on a Big Ten or ACC, if he was on a bigger school, people would appreciate how good he is, but he's just a cog in the machine of the incredible Gonzaga offense. So people don't appreciate how good Jalen Suggs is, but if any other team, he'd be in the Cade Cunningham conversation.
Yeah. Which is crazy to think.
Yeah. And then they got a absolute 3-point magician in Corey Kispert. They're just, Gonzaga is just on a different level of everybody else. So
Adam Morrison 2.0. Oh, well,
yeah. Let's hope he doesn't end up crying in the, in the March Madness, but yeah. So we both got Gonzaga. We have three of the same four Final Four, which is funny because we both made it a point to not go chalk. But
yeah,
hey, when you're Bears, you tend to have the same mind.
Yeah, I know. We're definitely on the same wavelength. I like that.
Yeah, our patterns are aligned.
So basically, that means that you should not listen to anything we just said. So if we're both in agreement that much,
that's when it's
bad. Usually when we both are really onto something, that means it's not going to end that way. So.
Remember when I had the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, or remember when I had the Packers beating the Bucks?
Yep.
Whoops.
Oh boy, do I.
No, I remember. I lost some money on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I said at the beginning, once the next week when the Sweet 16 is set, we will give our official predictions for those games as they are. So obviously it'll be updated for the actual game, the actual games, and not what we predicted. And March Madness, baby, we're here. We made it after last year, the darn COVID.
Yeah, after a 2-year break, or after a 1-year break. Well, It's been almost two years now. So it's been a long wait. I'm excited. I can't wait to bet on my first March Madness and obviously just watch the mayhem that is the NCAA tournament. So very, very excited. Looking forward to sitting on the couch for 12 straight hours and watching basketball nonstop.
And hey, if you guys want some free money, you on Friday's games, you can parlay all the ones and two seeds. It's only minus 1,000.
That's actually not that bad. But hey, speaking of free money, we also have our bracket challenge, and it's a free to enter challenge, but the winner of the bracket will receive $50. So make sure you find that on Twitter. It's on our Twitter account. So just go ahead and find it. The password is Bears with capital V and exclamation point at the end. So join it. Go ahead and submit brackets. You can submit multiple. So do it, have some fun, and hopefully you can win some money.
Yeah, good call. Good call. I forgot to mention that. Another thing, speaking of free money, we post this on Twitter as well, but FanDuel is doing a promo for Michigan State, bet the spread. So every number of people that bet Michigan State points, it gets higher. So last time I checked, it was up to like plus 82. I don't think they're going to lose by 80 points, but even if they do, you're still covered. So make sure you, max bet is 50. So make sure you get on that for free money and use that to fund the rest of your March Madness, or at least this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Who wouldn't want free money?
Couldn't be me.
All right. You got anything else?
No, I'm good. Just excited. I just don't tell anybody at work, but I'm not going to do a darn thing on Friday.
I think most of the country's with you there, buddy boy. Yeah, yeah. All right, Nella Bear. If you got nothing else, happy betting, happy watching, folks. And until next time,
Bears out.
Peace.